From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Justice Department has launched a criminal investigation into the incident last January where an improperly sealed door blew off an Alaska Airlines flight midair. Alaska Airlines, in a statement, said it was cooperating and did not believe the investigation was aimed at it. The New York Times says the inquiry is indeed targeting Boeing. A string of safety incidents on Boeing planes over the last week has earned the airplane manufacturer even more negative attention. A tire fell off one plane, fumes filled the cabin in another, yet another plane moved violently due to a, quote, technical event that injured passengers. But as U.S. air travel continues to break records, does failing trust in Boeing and its planes actually hurt the industry? Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has that story.
Since an airplane door panel blew out mid-air on a 737 MAX 9 in January, consumer trust in Boeing has taken a serious hit, says Nikki Zink with Morning Consult. But as for the carriers who fly those planes?
Actually, trust in airlines is creeping up a little bit following the end of 2023. It's small, but I think still really notable because it's actually quite hard for brands to build trust.
And Mike Gallinari with Mintel says he doubts many travelers will actually stop flying in Boeing's planes.
Taking time out of this booking process to research the craft that the flight might be on and book around that if so desired, I think that's just a level of work and complexity that your average air passenger isn't going to undertake.
And when you consider alternatives like driving, travel writer Tim Leffel says,
it's still far safer to fly than any other form of transportation.
He says travelers may think poorly of Boeing, but they'd still rather fly to visit grandma than stay home. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.